Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call about whatever you want to talk about on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is truly live 7 days a week. As a matter of fact, we're live even on holidays. I hear it's a holiday, Stephanie. I wouldn't know.
Apparently,
by the way,
my
work schedule.
Yeah. I wouldn't know with how much I pay attention to religion.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's holidays and are sectarian in many ways, too. I don't think all those kids eating chocolate bunnies are thinking about Jesus.
No,
not
I'm
at the moment,
not.
At the least. I mean, you know, certainly there's a lot of folks going to church today, and it's, you know, fine day for church. But I went to Quaker meeting this morning. Of course, Quakers don't generally celebrate holidays, but, you know, because it's Easter's an important time of year, it's essentially a celebration to some extent of the vernal equinox,
spring equinox. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the Easter is the first Sunday after the first full moon following the vernal equinox.
I'll take your word for that.
Now the church has decided that the vernal equinox is on March the 21st. So
okay,
they passed down a dictate,
yeah,
as opposed to, you know,
because
reality.
Then they have to make sure the Good Friday and the Palm Sunday line up right, and
it has to be, well, they're relatively easy to line up. I guess that people needed the church to tell them when the vernal equinox was, because sometimes it's on the 20th, but depending on, you know, where the calendar falls with the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't it? I was going to say this is a what's the word? It's determined by the alignment of the planet
celestial.
And the sun. Yeah,
celestial holiday to some extent too, and Easter of course was holiday.
It's determined by nature, not by some authoritarian institution telling you when it is.
Easter, right? Is an amalgamation of pagan holidays celebrating new life and, of course, the celebration of the resurrection of Christ. And, you know, you can follow the sort of historical lineage that goes down. It's all, you know, very interesting. And, you know, if the Spartans hadn't won at Thermopylae, we probably wouldn't be celebrating it. You know.
Probably not.
There you
yet.
Go.
Let's pretend that they didn't win.
855-450-3733. Religion is a necessary part of sort of human culture.
Are you kidding? No, it's not necessary. Of course it's not.
The evidence, it's self-evident that it's included in every culture.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's included in my personal culture.
Oh, I see.
Well, there are lots of cultures that...
I don't know that culture is something that one can apply personally. Like, culture,
yeah, fair
is
enough.
An amalgamation of
It's fair enough,
people.
But, you know, it's not a factor in my life, and a lot of my friends, it's not a factor in their lives, and so the world that I'm a part of, it's not playing a huge role.
No, it doesn't need to play a huge role. And certainly, you know, as society has evolved, they're going to be...
But you just said it's a necessary part of any culture. I disagree with that
apparently,
statement.
Apparently, cultures are things that that mature over time. And religion is in every one of them, so one could conclude from that, you know, piece.
So does it have to be one religion that defines a culture, or could it be multiple religions? I mean, this is kind of breaking down. We deconstruct it a little bit.
I don't think it needs to, and we don't have one religion in the world.
But there has to be some religion, right? It can't be an atheistic culture.
To think... It's
preposterous.
But even atheists go to church. I mean, there are
atheists.
No,
they don't. I don't go to church.
Not every atheist go to church, but some atheists
go
to church.
They're not an atheist if they're going to church, Mark.
Not true. What?
What are you talking about when you say atheists go to church?
I'm telling you that at the Unitarian Universalist Church where I went, plenty of atheists went there. I'm telling you that I know that there are atheist Quakers. It is not uncommon. I mean, you know, church is a social gathering among other things. Some people like the rituals and the singing. Do you like to sing, Stephanie?
Not really.
Okay. Very good reason not to have gone to church. But remember, every atheist is not the Stephanie atheist. Just in the same way that every religious person is not a Mark religious person. So, necessary...
Words have meaning for a reason. I think we can have some standards that define
atheist means you do not believe in God. It does not mean you do not go to church. That would be a churchist. So...
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if somebody... I can only assume that people that self-define as atheists are atheists, right? Like, I can only take their word for it, since it's a belief system. And I'm...
It's not really a belief system, though. It's really not acknowledging the
idea.
You have no
evidence there is no God, so therefore it is a faith-based operation. I mean,
no.
You believe something.
No, faith is belief without evidence. Okay, so it's not a faith-based operation to say, I don't acknowledge the existence of all these gods that people are saying are true.
But you cannot...
Do you see the distinction there?
I see that you can't prove a negative, so you have to... So to believe something that you cannot prove would be some belief in faith, wouldn't it?
Am I supposed to prove that there's no, like, pink dragon dancing on your shoulder right now?
I don't believe it, but I can't prove it.
So you think there might be one? You think that's likely?
I have no evidence that an imaginary lighter-than-air pink dragon, invisible pink dragon, is dancing on my shoulder. I have no evidence to the contrary, or evidence to support it. Agreed. I mean, there's no evidence to support. You can't prove it with the evidence.
I shouldn't have even said, like, an invisible pink dragon. I should have said, like, a flaming unicorn underwater, or like a square triangle or something, like a contradiction in terms, because, you know, that's really what God is.
Is a contradiction in terms?
That idea, yeah. It's supposed to be, you know, omnipotent, all benevolent, omnipresent.
No, you don't get to define other people's gods. That's the way some
people... But that's what they say, at least some of them.
Who is they?
Okay, the big monotheistic religions.
Okay, the monotheistic religions certainly have their beliefs in God, but everybody's got their own definition of God, and it's unprovable that it
doesn't
exist.
When you start breaking down the definitions of things into something that's nebulous and could mean anything, then it's really hard to argue against it, isn't it?
I don't know. Why does one need to argue against it? That's the point.
Why? Because religion causes so much of the harm in the world. I mean, there's so much. Look at the story that we were going to read, Mark, that we started arguing and didn't get to, about these people who are nailing themselves to crosses in the Philippines. I mean, could you argue? It's pretty hard to argue that that's like a great thing that's helping the world. I mean, it's preposterous.
I wouldn't claim
that
it is.
What about the sex abuse scandals in the Catholic Church? What about the denial of birth control? What about all of these things?
The Pope came out last week, by the way, and excoriated priests that were advocating that women be able to be, what's it called when you're made? Frocked, made priests, and doing away with the celibacy thing. Celibacy thing came around in about 1,000 years
ago. Yeah, because the celibacy thing is really working.
Yeah, the
really
celibacy
well.
Thing is the biggest disaster and the thing that's tearing apart the Catholic Church.
Yeah, it's not funny. I shouldn't even laugh because it affects so many people's lives so negatively.
Right. The celibacy thing, in my opinion, is what has probably caused the sex scandals in the church. You'll find that people who are, religious don't want to be gay or don't want to have pedophilic thoughts are driven into the priesthood in order to combat those ideas because, that's the organization that's telling them not to do it.
Or maybe they're just driven crazy by the fact that they're supposed to be suppressing the natural things that their brains and bodies are telling them.
I don't know that pedophilia is natural.
No, but just like the desire to have sex in general,
Right.
When you suppress that, it comes out in strange ways, especially when you start repressing it at a very early age.
It can certainly cause problems when you, any kind of sexual repression can cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, you get sort of people with twisted ideas about sex, and, that's what happens inside the priesthood. That's my opinion.
Oh, I think it goes beyond the priesthood, Mark. Like, I think the twisted ideas about sex, the idea that, it's shameful for women to enjoy sex, for instance, or the idea that it's shameful to be gay. Oh, in every religion?
Well, these religions have nearly passed by. I mean,
no, they're very much alive and well, and those ideas are leaking into the broader culture. Yeah, absolutely.
You think that a majority of women...
The original sin? I mean, Eve was the temptress who tempted Adam into being evil and knowing about being naked and things like that. I mean,
television, the most ubiquitous form of brainwashing in existence, certainly doesn't have women as non-sexual creatures that don't enjoy sex.
No, but they're still shamed for it. They're still called sluts if they enjoy it or if they have a lot of it or if they have it outside of marriage or whatever.
I don't know. I mean,
Well, these ideas get into broader culture. They don't just affect religion anymore. Sexual repression affects everybody.
I would agree, but not as much as it affects priests, in my opinion. 603-51... Oh, am I giving the wrong number here?
Yeah,
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
That was time drives! Hooray! JacksDice.com.
What if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the House of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JacksDice.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The open lines here on the live Easter edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Tell us your Easter fun stories of hunting eggs.
What I really want to ask the listeners is it twice as bad to eat bacon on Easter? Because that's what I just did, and I loved it. It's so good.
You're ethically Jewish, too.
Ethnically? I don't consider myself Jewish, but I guess some people might say that because my mother is.
Do you consider yourself ethnically anything?
I guess that's a good question. I haven't really thought about that much.
I mean,
I don't know.
Your last name
I guess
certainly
I'm
isn't Jewish.
Caucasian. I don't know.
Okay. You know, whatever. I mean, generally,
European descent, mixed European descent.
At this point
I don't know.
In you know human evolution, they say that that race is something that one distinguishes for oneself, or that people distinguish about one. You know, it's a perceptual thing as opposed to a reality. And you know, you've said that you were raised Jewish. That makes me think you're ethnically Jewish. 855-450-3733. Answer is no. You can eat bacon anytime. Anytime is a good time.
Well, I know I can. I just want to know if it's extra sinful or something, because that would be kind of fun.
If you're looking for past episodes of Free Talk Live and you want to get them for free, go to archives.freetalklive.com. We've got years and years worth of archives going back there for you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about in the last segment as to whether or not religion is beneficial or detrimental. Your position is clear, Stephanie. But you have a story about how, you know, like it's interesting. Go ahead, read the story.
You were mouthing the word lesbian to me over the before we came back in the segment. Just had to share that with the audience.
Funny, I don't even know the joke to make about that.
Anyway,
it's a weird pillow talk. Go
there's
ahead.
A lesbian chef. There's a reason why you were mouthing that word.
Yep.
From the Huffington Post.
I wasn't just calling names.
Mirella Salemi, lesbian chef, awarded $1.6 million after boss prayed to cure her sexuality. It's a big payday for one New York-based lesbian chef who says her boss openly prayed to God to heal her.
Mm.
The New York Post reports that Mirella Salemi was awarded $1.6 million after battling Edward Glockabar, the former owner of the popular Tex-Mex eatery Mary Hens in Manhattan's Tribeca neighborhood. Glockabar held employee prayer meetings inside Mary Hens, where Salemi worked for 6 years. He not only threatened her soul, but he also threatened her livelihood. Derek Smith, a lawyer for Salemi, told the Post he thought praying might cure her of her sexuality, but she is someone who didn't need to be saved. According to reports, Salemi quit the restaurant in 2007. The jury reportedly ordered Glockabar and his restaurants to fork over one... Haha, fork over.
Some 1. You're on a platter, buddy.
So $1.2 million in punitive damages and an additional $400,000 in compensatory damages to Salemi. Interestingly, as another periodical on the Edge on the Net points out, the popular Mary Ann's chain began in 1986 with its first franchise opening on 8th Avenue in New York's Chelsea neighborhood, which was then heating up to become one of the city's most popular gayborhoods. The restaurant has now expanded to 6 locations, all of which were once owned by this guy, but I guess he's probably out of business now.
So it's interesting. I mean, one would assume from that statement that this guy gets a great deal of his business from the gays.
But he's praying the gay away
for
other people.
So, to me, this leaves me in a position of like, oh God, I don't even know where to start on this one. I think that gay people should certainly, running around after gay people and praying for them is bizarre behavior, in my opinion.
I would consider that harassing, right?
Right, but I think that if, you know, when you're dealing with public property, people should be able to do what they, largely what they want if they have to pay for that public property. And when you're talking about private property of an owner or a renter of a position, a place, a location, I should say, then they should be able to do what they want in. I think that a business owner should be able to have all heterosexual people working for him if that's what he wants. I can totally see.
I don't like that, but I mean, I don't think you can use the government to stop that.
I don't like
that
a lot
happening.
Of things that people do.
Yeah, and using the government is not the solution. Obviously, you can't bring equality or tolerance at the point of at force.
Right? Is this guy now less more tolerant of gays because he's been given a some kind of?
Oh no! I bet he's even more set in his ways.
Absolutely.
I bet he doesn't like them even more.
And people that feel similarly to him probably feel put upon. I mean, largely the Christian
religion. I guarantee there are people out there saying, we Christians are being persecuted because we can't pray for our employees.
Christianity has a huge sort of historical meme, this conversation going on within the religion about persecution, because they were persecuted 1,800 years ago, and B, they are expected to be persecuted at the end times as per the apocalypse of Revelations or whatever it's called. And
I think I think most groups have something that they believe they've been persecuted for, and they use it as a way to create, like, to foster cohesion among the group. You know,
yeah.
Oh, everybody hates us, we better stick together. And it tends to reinforce group mentality, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. It keeps those the stragglers in line that might be thinking in some fashion that isn't homogeneous.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same, obviously, you know, it seems like nutty behavior to me, but I think that this guy should be able to have prayer meetings in his place of work. I mean, I
wouldn't want to work there, for sure. I mean, you know, the thing that really surprised me a lot about this story was that she continued to work there for 6 years.
She probably made really good money, and that would be one of the reasons. I mean, you would assume that was the reason. I mean, these weren't years
or that she just couldn't get another job, or there must have been some reason.
2002 to 2006 or something like this?
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
This wasn't when people didn't have very good jobs.
That's true.
One would assume if she's in this, you know, this high-end restaurant, that she's a very good chef, and so therefore she's, you know, needed another place. I can only assume the compensation, or she was amused, one of the two, you know, wanted to convert this guy the other direction. Whatever, you know, whatever her reasons were, she chose to stay there. And I think that an employee, their recourse should be, if there's a screwball that you don't like, you should have the right to disassociate with that screwball. That does not include getting $1.6 million from the screwball. And that's what bothers me about this.
Yeah, and it was the thing that, yeah, I agree with you, Mark, because what it says is here in this article was that the jury ordered this guy to pay $1.2 million in punitive damages, as if he has to pay this money, it's going to somehow change his mind and make him be more tolerant towards LGBT people.
I don't think
that's going
to
happen.
And essentially, to some extent, this is sort of this is this guy doing civil disobedience. This is a peaceful protest against what he believes to be evil within this woman. I mean, he probably thinks she's got a demon, or she's, you know, sinning of the flesh, or whatever, right? And so she chooses to come every single day to this place, and she knows what's going to happen. I mean, if your employer has prayed for your lesbianism 5 weeks running,
and you're still gay,
and it's the sixth week, you know what's going to happen this week, right? So, if I were to go to a church, announce myself as gay, and they prayed for me 5 weeks running, and then I went the sixth week, and I get to sue them for no!
Yeah.
No. Silly. But, you know, this is the now the pendulum swing. This is where one group had a certain amount of control, and now another group grasps that control. It's all about controlling your neighbor. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Easter Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. We've been all over the map tonight. Apparently on the gay side of the map recently.
That's awesome. I'd like to be there.
But you'd like to be on the gay side of the map?
Yeah.
Yeah, the gay side of the map doesn't do anything for me.
I like to be in the middle of the map, actually. That's my favorite spot.
Stephanie, tell everybody about the Free State Project, if you would.
The Free State Project is an organization that's dedicated to getting people who like liberty to move to New Hampshire. Mark and I have both done this, and I have to say I'm very happy with living here. You know, it's been an interesting ride over the past 6 years, and I couldn't imagine my life being any happier, you know, if I lived somewhere else. I'm definitely really enjoying it here. There's a lot going on, and you can find out more at freestateproject.org about, you know, maybe who is it right for? Who would like to move to New Hampshire? And if you're liberty curious, you should go to Porkfest, which is you can find more info about that. PORCFEST.com. It's a camping festival. Happens every summer. It's definitely the highlight of my summer is Porkfest.
Coming up end of June, and we'd love to have you there. It's PORCFEST.com. Find out more. And
like a porcupine, of course.
It's like the libertarian version of Burning Man. It's an amazing festival.
Yeah, but with money, and actually there's a thriving agora there. Mm-hmm. You can buy all kinds of great food, you know, all kinds of products.
Marketplace,
yeah. Things. Mm-hmm.
855-450-3733. So we were talking about this situation where this chef in New York City, mm-hmm. who is a lesbian, and apparently her boss was coming in and praying to Jesus right in front of her about getting rid of her lesbianism. Oh, dear Jesus, please get rid of this woman's demon that's causing her to...
It didn't work. He tried for carpeting. 6 years and... carpeting? Really?
It's the radio. What do you want me to say?
Yeah. Okay. That's fair enough, Mark. How about to love another woman?
Fine. I mean, that too. But you know what? Christians have no problem with women loving other women. It's sexual expressions of love that are the problem.
Yeah.
So I was right. You were wrong. No, I'm sorry. But, you know, this lady is... You can imagine how awful this must have been. Or maybe amusing. I don't know what I would think about if I was, dealing with a different situation. I've never been in a situation... I would never go to a situation like that. I mean, if I was dealing with somebody who was, you know, ostracizing me in this way, pointing out my differences in...
Yeah.
Or whatever.
We joke around, Mark, but if you were praying for me before the show to pray my bye away or whatever, then I would be really uncomfortable. I don't know if I'd want to work with you anymore.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, I it doesn't seem like appropriate behavior to me, and
no.
I don't really care about your bye thing. Whatever you got going on is your business, not mine.
That's a real supportive sounding comment.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know, that's how I feel. You know, I don't want to know what other people do in their bedrooms. I mean, you think because it's heterosexual, it's
really
normal?
You don't want to know?
Sometimes it's interesting. But mostly it's just horrifying, you know? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if they deviate from whatever's, you know, normal, it's either funny or gross. That's how I feel.
Where to begin?
Yeah.
So, okay, what is normal to you, Mark?
You know what normal is.
Do I? Because I feel pretty normal myself. You know, it's normal for me to be attracted to both men and women. And I assume it's normal for you to be only attracted to women. But, you know, there's a range of what normal is.
So
right?
There's a show on the Liberty Radio Network, which Free Talk Live sort of, you know, birthed at LRN.FM. And that show is called Prometheus Unchained.
It's actually called...
Flaming Freedom now?
Flaming Freedom. I was on it last night, actually.
Okay.
If you go to FlamingFreedom.com, you can hear it.
FlamingFreedom.com was always the website, but they had previously called themselves Prometheus Unchained. Maybe they've gone with... which I think is a better name, FlamingFreedom.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there they talk about this normalcy of...
You mean normality or normalcy?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Normalcy is not really a word. I think it was invented by a president who was using bad grammar.
Okay.
So, normality.
Okay, the normality of homosexual behavior. And, I think it's all fine and dandy and everything. It doesn't, you know, I'm not here to talk badly about anybody's sexual preferences. That's not my thing. But it's really difficult for me to consider homosexuality to be normal. It's certainly not the average behavior. It wouldn't be the median behavior.
I would argue against that because I think we read an article a couple months ago on this show, you and I did, mm-hmm. that said 60% of women are attracted to other women. Did you know that?
I don't remember having read that, but because they're attracted to it, it's still not cultural. And so
most of them act straight, probably, and there are reasons for that. But if 60% of women are attracted to other women, I don't think you can argue that that's the minority, you know what I mean? That it's a complete minority to be bisexual or lesbian.
But so normalcy is, to some extent, and I would say largely, based on sort of, you know, what the nature versus nurture argument. That nurture's huge. Nurture is what puts humans, in whatever roles they have and defines those roles and those kind of things. You know, whether or not, and, you know, maybe what you're saying is true. I don't remember the article, and that doesn't mean that it isn't true, certainly. If 60% of I don't have time. I'm on the radio. If 60% of the female population is attracted to other women, you know, what does how does one define that? I'd love to know what is defined by attractive. Do I think some men are good looking? Yes, that's a good looking man over there. It doesn't mean that I want to have sex with him or something
It's a sexual feeling or a romantic feeling. It's not just a completely friendship. You know, something that goes beyond friendship. And, you know, if you're going to say that, well, if a woman is attracted to other women, but she's only ever...
Friend.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, but if you're going to say that a woman is not really gay or bi if she's never been with another woman, like if she's only attracted to them and has only thought about it, does that mean that a straight person isn't straight until they've been with a opposite sex person for
the
first time?
No, that wouldn't make any sense, would it?
Yeah.
Clearly a straight, you know, clearly whatever sexuality you are is what's going on in your head, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that makes sense to me. I mean, you don't have to be gay, you don't have to have had sex with another person. And having sex, or another person of the same sex, and having sex with another person of the same sex doesn't really make you gay. I mean, there's what they call situational homosexuality.
Yeah, there are lots of men who identify as straight who are actually probably... have had experiences with other men or would like to, you know, but they call themselves straight. Same with women. I mean, are you familiar with the Kinsey scale, Mark?
Yes, the Kinsey scale is rated from 0 to 6.
Yep.
Where they rate
Although
sexuality.
We'd like to say that Derek J is a 7 on the Kinsey scale.
That's funny. 6 is totally gay, 0 is totally straight.
Yes.
And most,
3 is 50-50 bi.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people tend to be somewhere on the Kinsey scale as opposed to, you know, right at the ends.
Mm-hmm.
The question I would have on this is, do women and men tend to rate differently on the Kinsey scale? Are women
Some people
more
say they do, yeah. I don't know. I'm not really sure what the truth is, but definitely people say that female sexuality is like a little bit more malleable and male tends to be more set, you know, like female can kind of change and shift or whatever, but... You know,
but I know in ancient Greece, I don't know if it's ancient, in Greece...
Yeah, how much of that is cultural and how much of it is natural is something that's up for debate, for sure.
At one point, it was considered normal for, if you use the gay terms of top and bottom, meaning mm-hmm. pitcher and catcher, and it would have been considered normal a young man to be a catcher, move to heterosexual behavior, and then move to pitcher throughout his life. That was normal behavior.
Yeah,
are you
I mean,
still giggling about the pitcher catching?
No,
thing?
No, I'm just thinking about whether how consensual that was. You know what I mean? Like if you're at 11 years old, if
but
you
it's
are
cultural, I
if
mean,
you
it
are
is,
a
I
bottom,
knows.
Is that consensual? Yeah, I mean, I know it was in their culture, but I have serious doubts about whether an 11 or 12 year old boy could consent to sex, you know, of any kind.
I don't know.
Are they just basically playing out something that was done to them that wasn't so great, you know, when they got older, or what? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
If 855-450-3733.
I think culture does have an impact on it, though, on repressing people. Yes.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the Easter edition of Free Talk Live. Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about at 855-450-3733. You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. There's a lot of documents out there that, you know, you think you've got to go to a lawyer for, and they'll charge you $500 to get. This happened to me, actually. I wanted to incorporate a business at one point, and the lawyer wanted $500 to draw up the papers and do everything. LegalZoom.com, much a tenth of that, probably. I don't know. I haven't looked at their rates in a while, but I can tell you I did fill out my will there. It was fast and easy. They asked me some questions. I filled them out, and they spit out a will for me, and they can do it for you. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com. All right, let's go to Ileana. Ileana in Michigan. Do I have that right?
Ileana.
Ah, great. What's on your mind, Ileana?
Well, I'm kind of irritated with how, as a parent, you're supposed to have your own right about if you choose to vaccinate or not. I've got 9 kids. Three of the younger ones got convinced for vaccination, tried that for a little while. One had a horrible reaction, was rushed by ambulance, almost died from a vaccination. I worked for a research company and had to do research about certain vaccinations. And even though I can't say it exactly what we found, we'll just say it wasn't good information.
Hmm. And I'm so sorry to hear about your child's reaction, by the way. That's terrible.
And it's been, you know, it's proven that kids that don't take vaccination have higher IQs. My 3 that have been vaccinated.
Really? Where has that been proven?
Yeah, I need to see that study. I need to know.
Because it's from a research firm I work at, I can't.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and Google it.
And the thing is like, you're supposed to have your own choice if you do or don't want to vaccinate. And
yes.
Like, I was just recently was at the emergency room with one of my kids, and they've now kind of conveniently slipped one of pertussis in with tetanus shots. And when I found out it was in there, my instant answer was, no, I'll take her somewhere that doesn't have pertussis in it. And when they got realizing that I no longer vaccinate, I actually had a social worker in an emergency room employee decide that they were going to try to call protective services on me.
It's happened.
Wow. So can I ask you a question to clarify? Are you saying that you did want to get a tetanus vaccine for your child, but not the pertussis vaccine?
Yeah, but they haven't combined at a lot of emergency rooms. We can't.
Right.
A lot of emergency rooms do work to get the tetanus you have. When we found out, we called the family doctor and found she'd had her most recent enough tetanus one that she didn't have to get would need one because I was refusing the one that had tetanus, even though I found another emergency room nearby that had it without pertussis. They still wanted to act like I was refusing something that was for my child's own welfare and wanted to call protective services on me when vaccinations aren't even legally required.
Wow.
And it's one of those where, and it's a catch, like with public education, schools will try to force you to have your child vaccinated. And
yeah, I think
that, They don't even tell parents. There's a waiver form that all the parent has to do is sign it and say, I choose not to vaccinate my child. Instead, parents think, oh, I must get my child vaccinated or they're not allowed to go to school. And most parents don't even know they have the legal right to refuse it. I mean, there's so many things with children that they monitor. Like, this whole child protective service.
Let me ask you this before you go on, Ilana, because you've covered a lot of ground here. And I want to, ask you this about it. If you were, thinking about it from the standpoint of the school, vaccines have some value in that usually they usually will vaccinate somebody against whatever the disease is that they have. So if you can imagine the schools believe that vaccines have values. By the way, my son is not vaccinated, so you're among friends here. I just want to make sure that we're talking about. But wait. If the school believes that the vaccines have value, then. It would be easier for a parent to sign a form and fax it back in than it would be for a parent to take a kid to a doctor and get a vaccine. The vaccination waiver form is intended for people who have religious or philosophical reasons why they wouldn't get a vaccination. And so a school probably shouldn't tell a parent about the waiver form, unless they exhibit philosophical or religious reasons why they would not want to have it. I mean, they probably shouldn't tell parents.
At least they should tell parents that they're not forced to. There's so many things, though, that with parenting where they try to put, certain limitations where they don't tell people these are unnatural laws. It's basically what Big Brother thinks is best.
It's true that you'll often find government bureaucrats just saying, oh, yes, that's the law, without citing the law or anything like that. And that's why when somebody makes a claim, by the way, I did look it up, and it looks like it's on Mercola.com that says that unvaccinated children have a level of health that is unsurpassed by normal children. And because they have not had their immune systems depressed or tampered with vaccines, unvaccinated children have higher IQs and less brain dysfunction than normal children. But,
take it Mercola, with a grain of salt.
Be considered the mainline AMA.
Just because he says it doesn't make it true.
Yeah, I need to see more.
More that has to do with family disposition. But when you have 9 kids in one family and only the 3 kids that have been vaccinated have issues from it, and one of which almost died from, for me personally, I'm sure there's plenty of parents out there that haven't had problems. But for the parents that have had problems, I think that they should realize that's not a legal thing. That they basically need to learn to keep their big brother nose out of.
And
the thing is, it's not a law saying I have to vaccinate.
And the disturbing thing is that the companies that produce vaccinations are, they're shielded from lawsuits.
That's exactly what I was about to say, because the thing with vaccines is, you would hate to see a child get sick or die, possibly, heaven forbid, because of some disease that's preventable with a vaccine.
I don't want my son to get polio.
No, but not just polio, things that are even more common, like meningitis or other things that babies can really die from, and it's completely preventable with these vaccines. But the thing is,
where do you live? If you're around in an area where that's a risk, then vaccinate. But if your children are only around other vaccinated children, who are they catching it from? Or if you live in a remote area where they're not around other children, who are they catching it from?
Right, and you really do point out, thank you very much for the call, Elena, you really do point out the perverse incentives when it comes to parents getting vaccinations for their child. I considered exactly what she's talking about when my son was getting, was at the age for vaccinations. We decided, we don't, A, know what kind of side effects these things have. B, the companies that produce them have no legal liability. That can't be a good thing.
Yes.
And C, who ever heard of anybody getting polio in New Hampshire? I mean, when was the last reported case of polio in New Hampshire? Or, pertussis or whatever.
There are some things that, where it's clear, you know, HIB is one, Haemophilus influenza B. It's a disease that can really, really kill or hurt an infant.
This is another flu vaccine?
No, it's a bacteria. It's not okay. The flu. It's the name influenza is
okay.
It sounds like it, but it's a bacteria, whereas okay. The flu is a virus. But anyway,
right.
So, I mean, this is something that could really hurt a baby, and it's like, yeah, it's a vaccine that you might want to get.
Is it relatively rare, though?
It wasn't that rare, you know, up until the vaccine, like, when the vaccine came about.
When was that?
I believe the 1980s, late 80s or 90s, something like that. But, you know, something like polio is pretty much eradicated. Measles is rarer, although, you know, now that people aren't vaccinating their kids, it's getting a little more common these days, you know.
To me, it seems like...
But the point is there are different diseases, and you kind of have to weigh the risk and benefit,
sure.
Right? Because these companies, like it or not,
agree.
Like you said, they don't have the legal liability, and there aren't a lot of competition in the market. These vaccines are all patented, and so there's only, like, a few that are out there. They're very regulated, but they have to get approved by the FDA, so it's not as if they're competing, like pharmaceutical companies are competing, on the basis of making, like, pure
vaccines
that are better and have fewer side effects and stuff like that and work more effectively. So what you're able to have access to in terms of the technology to prevent diseases is not really up to par, I think, as it would be in a freer market for healthcare. And so, you know, you're stuck with these options that you may not like enough to give them to your kid.
The people that are very anti-vaccine, and I would not put myself in that camp, but I listen to them, they tend to say that kids that don't get vaccines have better immune systems. And one thing that I've noticed in my son, this is just a case study, is, you know, he's been sick one time. I mean, you know, the sniffles once in the past, maybe two times. He's 4 years old. Most kids are sick all the time, but he doesn't go to daycare either.
There's a big confounder.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.